Blog Talk Radio.
Let's sing that second verse again.
Sunny California, and I don't know what part of the nation you're in today, but we're in the city of Stockton, California, in the sunny state of California. And I tell you, it's a beautiful thing when you can rise and see the sun shining. I know I was on the line with Circle of Love the other day, and had a young man, had a man call from Canada, and he said it was below zero. Amen. But I don't have that testimony today, and I thank God that I'm here and I can see the sunshine, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful day, and it's an even more beautiful day when you love the Lord. When you have decided to follow Jesus, what a wonderful opportunity that is. Don't pay me any mind if I get a little distracted on today. I'm just thinking of his goodness. Hallelujah. The scripture said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Truly, I thank God for saving me. Amen. So we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We thank God that this is Friday, and we can say another week that the Lord has truly kept us. Amen. So we give him glory, and we give him honor. I don't know about you. I've been up since early. I was on Circle of Love, then crossed over and got on Sister Bucilla's line, and then got on the radio station with WDJZ 15:30 a.m. and brought the word. Oh, man, it was funny. As Mother Faith said, Sister Ruby told me, say the host was calling my name and was trying to get my attention because we were nearing the finish line. Well, I thought, and I never even heard him. I was in another realm. Hey, amen. And so when you get in that, when you get to another realm and you go to another level in the anointed in God, I tell you, you block everything out. You just thinking about what God is giving you for that hour and that moment. And our message this morning was taken out of Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. And we began to expound on that this morning. And he's going to send me the MP3 player, and we'll have a chance for our listeners on a time of reflection to hear that word again. And my subject was, is Jesus enough? Hallelujah. You know, when you begin to think about what God has done in your life, what he has done in your family life, what he has done in your sisters and your brothers in Christ's life, you know, you get excited. Hey, hallelujah. I get excited about what God has done, what he is doing, and what I'm expecting even more for him to do. So we just thankful. We're thankful. We owe all the glory and all the praise to God Almighty. Amen. So we thank him for the doors that he's opening. But we're going to continue on. We're continuing on with our series of the Acts of the Apostles. And I tell you, this is our third week into this series. Amen. And it gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. We were blessed on yesterday as Apostle Timothy Johnson came forth and ministered to us on yesterday. And he talked about, amen, he talked extensively about can we break bread together and how not to be distracted in this hour. So today he is coming back with part two, and I don't know if that's his subject matter today, but we're in the book, we're in the chapter of the 20, we're in the 21st chapter, amen. And I want you all to know, while we have about 12 callers on the line now, that I'm going to be on vacation for 2 weeks, but we're setting up everything where, you know, we won't have no pause in our daily segment and our daily programming, amen. So we want you to know, on Monday we will have a life coach with us, and that's none other than Sister Deborah Ballard. And we're just going to take a little pause from the series. We should be completing the series up week after next because we have about 7 more chapters to go. And this is how the Lord gave me to do this. He wanted someone to expound on this particular book of Acts, chapter by chapter. We know we have 28 chapters. So next Monday, we're going to take a pause. Monday will be my last day for 2 weeks, so I will be here on Monday, but thereafter, I'll have a little breather there. So please call in on Monday. I'll be here and call in for the entirety of next week also. On Tuesday, we have Evangelist Erlene Cummins out of Los Angeles, California. This woman of God has been in our life for almost 30 years. You know, she's a hairstylist, and I'm a licensed cosmetologist, and I've worked with her for about 7 or 8 years, and we were in the same church at Bishop Winston Singleton in Los Angeles, so she's a very capable speaker, an anointed woman of God. She will be bringing the word on chapter 22 on Tuesday, and thereafter, Mother Patricia Spates will be speaking on next Wednesday, and she will be bringing the word on chapter 23. And on Thursday and Friday, our capable, well-anointed elder Richard Gates of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, will be teaching and preaching and however the Lord lead him in chapters 24 and 25. And then that following week, we'll have those three chapters remaining. Amen. So we don't know where the Lord is going to lead us from there. But I know one thing, as long as the Lord is leading us, we'll never stray off the right path. Amen. So we, again, it gives us great honor to have with us again Apostle Timothy Johnson, and we just thank God for what he's doing in his life. We thank God for his little infant daughter, Hannah, and knowing that she's home and doing well. We just thank God because the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, we know that they avail it much. So glad to see Sister Millie with us today, faithful, and Ella Gates. We're going to let him open up with the word of prayer. We just thank God for each and every one of you all on today. So we're going to get right on in to this segment and see what the Lord is speaking to us on today. Again, I want to apologize for this morning. I was not informed, excuse me, on how the callers were going to interact this morning on WDJZ. So quite a few of them was able to get through, but the other ones had to go to the internet, and I was not informed, so therefore I was not able to give you the proper information, but we will get that MP3 for us, and we will re-air that shortly. Amen. So we're going to Elder Gates and let him open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to bring the man of God right on up. Amen. God bless you, Elder Gates.
Amen. God bless you. Father, we bless your name today and we give you glory. You are our Father which art in heaven, and holy is your name. Father, we bow down before you and we give you praise and we worship you, God, in the beauty of holiness, in spirit and in truth. Father, we honor you today. We thank you, God, for all of your goodness and for your many manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for your loving kindness that is better than life. Your mercies are new and everlasting, and great is your faithfulness. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, we love you, God. We praise you. We honor you. We lift you up. Yes, Lord. You have been our protector. You have been our shelter. You have been all and all and all and all that we have ever needed. And we give you praise today. Thank you, God, for this another day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, Lord. Our soul does magnify the Lord. Hallelujah, God. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. We thank you, oh God, because, God, we sit and we wait readily, God, to hear from your voice, to hear from the throne room of heaven. We pray, oh God, now that the word of God would be powerful, that the word of God would be, God, tailor-made for us. We pray for a rhema word today in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for your spirit and for the mighty move of your power. We thank you, God, for every person that is on the broadcast. We thank you, God, particularly for Apostle Johnson. We pray, oh God, your special anointing on his life. We pray your special anointing, God, that makes preaching easy. We thank you, oh God, for God giving him revelation, knowledge, and wisdom according to your word, so that, God, somebody's heart might be changed, somebody's mind might be renewed, somebody's soul, God, might be revived in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you would establish and order our steps in your word. We pray, oh God, that you would, God, wash our heart and cleanse us from all unrighteousness by the truth. And your word is truth. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God, for the Spirit of God. Yes, Lord, that is able to teach us all things. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Even for, God, this study in the Acts of the Apostles. God, make it more than just a point in which we gather around and just to look at the pages of Scripture. But God, help us to live it out in the name of Jesus. Help us to express, yes, Lord, hallelujah, who you are in the earth realm. For God, your word declares, as you are, so are we in this world. And God, we proclaim and we declare and we decree, yes, Lord, that your word is alive in us. And God, at the entrance of your word bringeth light and life. And so, Father, we thank you for your word that is about to be spoken. We thank you, God, we already receive. We already hear from you. And God, our soul already says yes to whatever you are, whatever you say, whatever you shall do. God, our soul says yes. We humbly submit before you. We bow down before you. And God, we just want you to have your way today in the name of Jesus. God, however you choose to let the anointing flow, let it flow, God, freely and without inhibition in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and honor and glory for all things done in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Ella Gates. Again, I want to sincerely tell you all thank you for supporting us on this morning. Sister Ruby, she's not very adept with that computer, but she was able to get it up and get somebody else to listen in with her. So I just thank God for Sister Ruby and thank God for all of her efforts and what have you. And truly, I thank God for Faithful. I'm going to tell you, I wasn't expecting her to do a flyer for this radio broadcast. But she, when I looked, she sent me this flyer. I said, oh, my God. I said, girl, you're going to have so many people hating on me. You know, folks don't want to see you doing good. Ah, they don't want to see God opening up doors for you. But you know what? The Bible said we should rejoice with others. You know, rejoice with others when God begins to open up doors and bless them. And when your time comes, you're going to want somebody to get happy with you. Amen. So I thank Sister Ruby, thank Sister Faithful and Mother Faith, and Ella Gates told me, tried to get on to, and First Lady Carol. I had my phone. I was preaching. I couldn't even see all these texts coming through. I can't get through. Oh, well, I didn't even see them because I was preaching the word. Amen. Is Jesus enough? Amen. So we just excited about Apostle Johnson. I just love his spirit. And I just thank God for these men of God that's on this line. Truly, I wouldn't give anything for them. You know, I would give anything for these men of God. You know, when men stand up and come up and do what they're supposed to do, that makes our job even more pleasant. And, you know, we just know that we have some strong men in the house. Amen. So we thank God for Apostle Johnson. Even, you know, his daughter being sick on yesterday, he still was able to minister effectively under the anointing of God. So we like to present to some and introduce to others again for this hour, Apostle Timothy Johnson. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Grace and peace to all. Certainly we give honor to God who is head of our life. We thank God for him on today. It is him that has made us and not we ourselves. Truly, we honor him. We honor the Spirit of Christ that rests, rules, and abides with us and dwells there around us. I greet you with the grace and peace of God of New Joy International Ministries. Truly, it's a blessing and an honor to be able to minister to God's people on today. We give honor to Evangelist Adrian Bernard and this wonderful radio broadcast and everything that God is doing through it. We give honor to all the ecclesia, everyone in their respective places, everyone that has joined us today, because everyone in the kingdom of God is somebody. I believe that God is up to something great in our lives, and we just have to continue to position ourselves for it. We're looking at Acts chapter 21 on today, and let us go to God in a word of prayer. Most gracious and kind Father, Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you, God, for being at the head of my life. I thank you, God, for covering me and keeping me. Father, I ask you to wash me, cleanse right now. Father, forgive me of any sins and transgression I might have committed. Father, for I need you now. Father, I pray, God, that you allow your Holy Spirit, God, to show up in me mightily. Father, allow Tim to decrease and allow you to increase. Allow your anointing to flow like never before, for you are great and awesome and mighty. Father, it is to you we give the praise, we give the honor, and we give the glory. It is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Truly today I feel the apostolic move of God, the anointing of God like never before. We're going to be in some different places on today. I'm going to look at Acts chapter 21. I'm going to give a reflection upon two things that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to look at Acts, the 21st chapter, verse 7, and then I'm going to jump down to verse 11. Those are going to be your two scripture reference, but we're just going to let the Lord have his way and go in the direction that God is leading me. Amen. We see that in Acts chapter 7 it says, 21 and 7 says, and when he finished our course and trade and came unto the Philistines and to the slayer of the brethren and abroad with them in one day. Verse 11 says, and when he was come unto us, he took Paul and gathered in the bonds of his own hands and feet and said, thus says the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owns the grid and shall deliver him into the inhabitants' hands of the Gentiles. We'd like to use from a subject today, have you finished your course, and using for a subtopic, in the hands of the enemy. In the hands of the enemy. Here we see that Paul was surrendering himself. He was saying that nobody has to shackle me. Nobody has to put me in bondage. Nobody has to run me down. You don't have to send the FBI, the CIA, the sheriff, or the police. I'm surrendering myself. I'm going to let you as my enemy feel like you've caught me, but you really have set me up for the next dimension of my blessing. As we noticed in Acts 21, we see that it's in a journey that's being taken. It's just like they're moving from one place to the next, from one place to the next. But in verse 7, he says, and when we have finished our course. Some of us have to understand that we've finished a course and a journey with certain people in certain areas of our lives. Due to loyalty and due to respect and due to who we feel that, well, that's my brother and that's my cousin and that's my sister, I can't leave them and go to another ministry, or I can't help this ministry, or I can't do this and do that because of my loyalty. You've got to understand when your course is complete, because sometimes you outgrow areas that people have held you back. There's some people who feel like as if there are areas that in our lives to where that we only would get to a certain level, that they would never see us plateau over into a certain level. But God is saying today, some of you have to finish your course. Some of you have you finished your course with certain people? Have you finished your certain course with certain individuals? Because it's a place to where it's time to move. To move where? To that new place of holiness, that new place of greatness that God has set aside for your life. There is a time to where you have to let all things be passed away and all things become new. There has to be a newness in your life. There has to be a change to come in your life. There has to be a place that you build yourself up to and say that enough is enough, that if you can't accept where I'm going, then I've got to finish my course. I did everything that I've been in line to do for you. I can't do no more. So why can I hold on? Because there's nothing else that I can do for you. My course is complete. My course and my territory is complete. God, I've been walking out this thing. I've been doing everything you told me to do. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, I can't do anything. I'm led by the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit of God.
have to be led on when to move and when to go. You know, it bothers me when a man says, when you say that God has called you to preach, or God has called you to lay hands on the sick, or to be an elder, or he's calling you to elevation, and what man say, well, God ain't told me that. Well, God ain't always going to tell you what he's doing in my life. God ain't always going to tell you the level that he's positioned me at and the area that I'm at in my life. Stop letting people put you in a box. I need some of you today to tell people that you're not Walmart, that they can't roll your value back, because we're not rollback Christians. It's time for us to stop letting people roll our value back. You can't tell me what I'm worth one day and tell me I'm less tomorrow. You can't tell me that God has brought me to a level today, but I'm not there tomorrow. It's time for us to finish our course with some people. It's time for us to walk into new territory. It's time to get up from where we are. It's time to arise up out of a dead place. It's time for us to stop allowing people to come against us and to stagnate our growth. We've got to be like Paul. We got to know our journey, and we got to stay the journey. We got to stay the course. But understand something. When you finish your course with people, there is the enemy that is there waiting to attack you. Why? Because you're now moving on to a promise. You've already finished one place of destiny, but you're moving on to this new place of promise. But now that you're in this new place of promise, the enemy says, I've got to come to try to discourage. Anybody ever been there to where you're growing in God and it seems like the enemy comes to discourage you, or you're doing the things that you need to do in God and the enemy tries to come in to make you want to give up? But I have news for you today, and I serve notice on the enemy that enough is enough, that we've been made endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Our joy season is here right now. To finish means to be done, to be complete, that there's no more left to this. I want you to know today, God said, get some of the mess out of your life, that there's no more time for this anymore. It's time to get some things out of your course and out of your life, because it's stagnating where you go. God is trying to get the people of God to see that in order for you to go somewhere, you got to have a vision. My vision ain't to stay in the same place all my life. My vision ain't to stay in the same level all my life. It's a shame when you go into churches and you see people that's been in the same position all their life. Oh, Sister Jody, she's so nice, so she's my best usher. But what else is inside of her other than usher? But if she does, if God is calling her usher, that's fine. But if there's something else on the inside, I don't want to hold her as an usher just on the door. I want to see what God has put on the inside, because if she's here Sunday after Sunday, and every time the door is open, there's a word somewhere down on the inside. There's more of a ministry down on the inside. But I'm satisfied if I'm just an usher on the door. I'm satisfied if I'm just a person sweeping the floor, because I know I'm doing it for the glory of God. But sometimes you got to finish your course. Sometimes you got to move on. Sometimes you got to cut loose. Sometimes you got to break free of the box that somebody has put you in. My value is not what you think I am. My value is not where you put me. My value is where God has taken me. God have mercy. My value is where my vision is. You might see me where I'm at now, but look, it's a thing that I love. There's, in the secular world, there's certain songs that make sense, that reference to modern day Christian words. There's a song in the secular world that says, look at me now. And then he goes on to say, I'm getting paper, but he's talking about getting paid money. Okay, but I'm saying that you got to look at yourself and you got to say, look at me now, baby. God has brought me somewhere. He's got me to a place to where I'm going somewhere. He's got me to a place to where the Holy Ghost is taking me higher. And wherever the Holy Ghost takes me, that's where I'm going to go. See, we got to understand in the Acts of the Apostle, and in everywhere that we look in the book of Acts, it's dealing with the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God. So we got to understand that we've got to position ourselves the more to open up to what the Holy Ghost is saying. Because if the Holy Ghost of God is speaking, it's going to give you strength to triumph over every area that you are in. The 21st chapter, there's a lot of journey. There's a place going from here to there, from here to there. And then I said, we're talking from a subject today, have you finished your course? Our subtopic was in the hands of the enemy. Here Paul said, now, I'm not going to wait on somebody to come get me. I'm not going to wait on somebody to come attack me. I'm going to put myself down. I'm going to sit here and allow myself to be, for my hands and feet to be shackled.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to make them have to come catch me, but I'm going to give way to the enemy. God have mercy. In the hands of the enemy. Sometimes you got to allow the enemy to think that he has you, but understand that he does not have you, that it's only been a setup to get you to where God has destined for you to be. Paul here was getting set up so that he could go and minister to the other people. If you don't believe it, if you look over to Acts 21 and you look at the very last verse, you'll see that in 39 and 40, that's where the victory came in. Because it said, but Paul said, I am the man which I am. The Jews traveling to the city of Samaria, to the city of Nun, meaning the city I beseech you, you also need to speak to the people. Paul said, I did this all so I could just speak to the people. You didn't know it was a setup because you wouldn't let me into your city just to talk to the people. But if you lock me up, good God Almighty, if you lock me up, you got to take me where they are. And when you take me to where they are, I'm going to give them revelation about this God that I serve. I'm going to give them revelation knowledge about the God that I serve. God have mercy. And he said, and when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and buckled with his hands to the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spoke to them and he brought in tongues. Paul set himself up because the Holy Ghost of God said, deliver yourself unto the enemy. Deliver yourself unto the enemy. Some of you have to deliver yourself into your enemy. There's people around you that are hating on you. There's people around you who don't want to see your growth. There's people around you that are killing you with their mouth every single day. Don't even know you and got their mouth on you. Don't even know your struggle and got their mouth on you.
No.
That's why I love the scripture, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. You don't know what you're dealing with when you put your mouth on people, men and women of God. We've got to stop opening our mouths wrong against people in the kingdom of God and let God handle and do the discipline. Your mouth can't do it. So watch this. Paul says, I gave myself to them. He says, he binded his own hands and feet. He put his own hands and feet in restraints. The way he said, okay, here I am, now what? And it says, thus says the Holy Ghost. So he had to take direction from where? The Holy Ghost. I need to ask a question today. Where are some of you taking your direction? Because you're getting it everywhere else than the Holy Ghost of God. You're getting it from the mouth of man. Whatever man say, that's what you do. Whatever somebody feels like is best for your life, that's what you do. But God said, why are you allowing somebody to position themselves to feel as if they're me? God of mercy. That's deep right there. He said, how are you allowing someone to position themselves to feel like they're me, to tell you who you are? My question to you today, saints of God, is do you know who you really are? Do you know who you truly belong to? Do you know that some people, you finish your course with, God said, cut them off because they're hindering you from your growth. They're stagnating you from getting to the place to where I'm trying to take you.
Come on.
It's time for us to let loose. But then while we're letting loose, we got to give in to the enemy and make it seem as if he got me.
Ooh.
Well, I heard this about you. Okay, God bless you. You heard it. Today is a new day. Ooh. It's a new season. Why? Ooh. Because I've got a promise. I got a promise from God, and he's going to break bread with me. But he can't break bread with me if I got my spirit messed up. He can't share his valuable information. information with me if I got my spirit messed up. He can't pour into me if I got my spirit messed up. I've got to position myself for this place of victory. Now, I want to reflect something here. I said today, we're saying in the subtitle, in the hands of the enemy. It's important to understand something, that when you go into the hands of the enemy, you're still going to be all right. Because here we see that Paul was all right. He was still able to minister. He was still able to do everything that he wanted to do and needed to do. He was still able to get to a point to where a place where he was in a city where he wasn't able to speak to them. If you study the scripture and read the whole text, as you should reference, if they ask Paul, do you speak the same language as us? God have mercy. Paul began to tell them, no, I don't speak the same language, but I'm good. How did he know he was good? Because he knew when he opened his mouth with the power of God, then whatever God wanted to say, it would be made known. And it would be effective. When you're doing the work for God, that's why we're waiting on cheerleaders. We're waiting on somebody to hold our hand and celebrate us and say, yeah, honey, you know God. Yeah, you connected to God. I know you know God. I know you got the favor of God. God said, no. You don't need no cheerleaders. You need me. Stop waiting for the cheerleader. You preach today. Girl, you did a good job. Yes, man, you preach. Doc, you preach, man. You laid that stuff down. I said, stealing my glory. Stealing my glory.
All right.
Paul knew when he opened his mouth how effective he would be. He knew what was going on. But what I love so much, I feel the Holy Ghost of God. What I love so much is that Paul knew within himself. He knew within himself that if you just get me close to the people, I'll be effective. And when you stand me up, what's in me gonna come out? You gotta ask yourself, when you standing up for God, is what's in you coming out? Is it really God or is it you? You got to ask yourself on today, when you're ministering, are you ministering out of your flesh or are you ministering out the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God? Because the Acts is about the Holy Ghost. Acts is about what's the anointing that keeps us going. But see, some of us, we're so caught up in our emotions. We're so caught up in a hoop. We're so caught up in having a crowd of people say, yeah, you did your thing today. Yeah, you preached today. Yeah, you taught today. You know you did a wonderful job. I don't need to hear I did a wonderful job. What I need to hear is to God be the glory for the things he has done. See, we worried about fame and fortune. We're not worried about God. We're worried about fame and fortune. And God said, when will you finish the foolishness? When will you get rid of this mess? Finish your course with some people. Get around people that are living holy life. See, some people are playing church, and the Lord is tired of playing church. Some people are getting together, and we got everything. We got talk show radio. We got prayer lines. We got this. We got that. And we're not. And people aren't connected or equipped to do what they're doing in God. Some people are not equipped for the battle. They're just setting out to do some things, and they're excited and celebrating and saying, well, God, I finally got here. I've got this, and I've got that. And God said, really? Did I assign you to this task? Good God of mercy. Did I assign you to do this warfare? Don't get it twisted in my words today. Don't think I'm coming at nobody because I'm not, but I'm saying what God has to say. Ain't none of it wrote down, ain't none of it scripted. It's just what he has to say. Like I tell my church, if you can't say amen, just say ouch. If it's ouch, then it must be for you. Just take it with a grain of salt and move on. Says, in the hands of the enemy. I love it here because Paul relinquished himself to the hands of the enemy. He gave himself up to the enemy. He put his own self, his own hands, and his own feet in the shackles. He binded himself together. But watch this. So now that he gave himself over to the enemy, we got to understand something that David says, the Lord is my shepherd.
Ooh.
He's my daddy. He's El Shaddai. He's El Shin. He's everything to me. There's nothing that I can't have. Why? Because he's my daddy.
Yes.
He's my provider. There's nothing that I can't have. There's nothing too hard for me. The Lord is my shepherd.
Ooh.
I shall not want. And God's saying today, is there anything that you want for? If you need it from me, just reach up and grab it. Why? Because you're in position with me. But you got to ask yourself today, am I in position to ask God for anything?
All right.
Am I in position today? Is my mind and my heart set on God the right way? In the hands of the enemy. He says, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. Some of us need to lie down for a minute. Let God restore us and renew us. Let God put us back together. Let ourselves become our hands and our feet to be put in bondage for a while. Because some of us are moving out of turn. God have mercy. What are you saying, Holy Ghost? Some people are moving out of turn. Some people are in territories that they should not be. Doing things that they're not equipped to do. In the warfare of the spirit, he's making me to lie down in green pasture. What does this have to do with the 21st chapter of Acts? Because I'm talking about your enemies. I'm talking about how God wants to exalt you before the enemy. How God wants to do some things for your life. What he's saying, what can I do? What must I do to get your attention? He's making me to lie down. And green pastures. Understand God wants you to have the best. But in order to have the best, you got to finish your course with some people. Some people that ain't want to know where you're going. Some people that don't want to move where you're moving. Some people that don't want to get in the spirit like you. Some people that don't want to pray where you want to pray. Sometimes we tolerate people when God has said, cut them loose. It's time to cut some people loose. Time to shut down some things. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. The best of everything. The best of everything God has for you. God said, the best I have for you, I've set aside for you. Stop letting people put you on clearance. Stop letting people put you on rollback because you can't rollback my value. I know who I am. I have the Holy Ghost of God that stands boldly in me. I'm asking a question today. Do you have the Holy Ghost of God? If you don't have the Holy Ghost of God, you need to get equipped with it because after the Holy Ghost comes, you shall have power over the enemy to tread over serpents. To tear the enemy's camp down. Without the Holy Ghost of God, you don't have no power. Don't care how good you can exegete the text. I'm a preacher. I can preach. I love the word of God. I know the exegete of the text. I can give you everything that the 21st chapter says. But all of it is just a journey talking about what Paul did, what place he went from this place to the next place, from that place to the other. But I know what I hear God say. Stop letting people take your value away. Get out some people that are in a place of do nothing. Finish your course with them. Now, after you finish your course and walk away, they want to seem like they become your enemy, like they're not your friend because you obey God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Some of us are waiting on strength today. And God said, I give it unto thee. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I love this thing. When it gets to the still waters, how about now? Because water doesn't stay still for no man. If you take water now and pour it out on the ground, it'll run. If you pour it on your carpet, it will run. If you pour it on the on any surface, it's going to run. It won't stay still in one place. If you look at a river or a lake or a pond or the ocean, it has a constant movement. God of mercy. Why is water so fluent? Because in God there's a constant flow. God Almighty. Some of you got your plugs and your drains clogged up. God Almighty. Some of you got your drains clogged up to where God can't flow in your life because you don't let somebody stop your thinking. Somebody has stopped your level of thinking. Somebody has stopped where you are. But I tell you this day, you got to come up from where you are. You got to get out the place of do nothing and staying stagnant. He laid me beside the still waters. Why? Because he wanted everything to be clear and silent. He wanted you to understand, I want to create a new flow in you. I want to do some things. Now I love this thing. He says, I restore my soul. God wants to restore some of you today. I'll preach at this deal with Acts, the 21st chapter. Why? Because Paul did it all to restore the people. God have mercy. He gave himself up and bonded his own hands and feet to the enemy so that the people could be free and hear a word from God. Without that, he wouldn't be put amongst those people that were there. So he gave himself up. But he says, and he restores my soul. Restore means to build, to make renewed. Some of us need to be made renewed today because we're stuck on what somebody else thinks about us and not what the master thinks. God is saying today, I'm trying to do something brand new in you, but will you finish your course with the people that are trying to hold you? God of mercy. I want to break bread with you, but your ears are closed to what I'm saying. I want to do something new in you, but you got a distraction that's in the way. God have mercy. I hear the Holy Ghost of God. I want to restore you today. I want to build your soul up. I want to do something great in you. But I need you to surrender. I need you to surrender today. I need you to do just like Paul. I need you to put yourself, your hands and your feet into where you just stand there and you can't move. What are you waiting on? I'm waiting on God to free me up. I'm waiting on God to break me out of the bondage that I've been going through. I'm waiting on God to take me out of the things that I've been through. See, we need to learn to celebrate our haters because we got a lot of haters in the kingdom of God. We got more people who hate people and say, he can't preach like this, she can't preach like that, and just go on and on and on about a bunch of ignorance. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Understand something. Righteousness is a willing act to serve God, to follow him, to listen to the Holy Ghost of God. Again, we're in Acts of the Apostle, which teaches us about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God that renews us, that gives us strength to overcome, that gives us the ability to move and to stretch forth. Amen? We've got to understand today that God is up to something in our lives. He's up to something. He's up to something. In the hands of the enemy. Ah, my God. He said, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. See, God is telling us, I endorse you. Just like some people are endorsed by Nike, endorsed by Reeboks, endorsed by this person or that person. God said, no, baby, you're endorsed by me. So you got a reputation to uphold. See, LeBron James is considered one of the best basketball players in the world. So he has a standard that is of hell to him to uphold to keep the shoe contract, to keep the Sprite commercial, to keep all the other endorsements. So God is saying, if I'm endorsing you, you got a job to do. And that's to keep my work up. That's to keep my work up at all costs, no matter where you got to go. Here we saw Paul had to go into city after city after city. They sailed out from here. They sailed out from there. Had to go from here to there. God says, some of you are sitting. You're not letting yourself be known unto man who I am through you. You're sitting at a stagnated place. But God said, you finish your course where you are. Get up and let's work. Get up, let's move. God Almighty, hear my word today. Get up and let's move. That's why the word said today, have you finished your course? Because God said, you finished right here, and you're still stuck right here when I'm ready for you to move. God said, when will you move from the place that you are and move to the place of destiny? The most dangerous place to be is where God was and not where God is. Why? Ooh. Because the reason that we're not where God is because we weren't ready to move. God is saying, when are we ready to move? When are we ready to step out in battle? When are we ready to step out and know no matter what's going on around us, we're going to make it? God have mercy. You've got to be ready to move in this hour with God. God is tired of us being wimps in Him. He's tired of us getting upset and mad and sad about what the average Joe say about us. He said, what did I say about you? What did I call you? Didn't I call you great? Didn't I call you holy?
That's what I like.
Didn't I tell you to move?
Come on.
You got to understand something. You got to finish a course with some people. Why? Because they have become distractions. They have become ways of hindrance. They've become ways of blockage. They've become to try to set you down and to cause you not to get to the things that God has destined for your life. But I know, like the songwriter said, we've been made but there's joy coming in the morning. There's a joy season coming. But the joy is here right now because he said he restored my soul and he led me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. God is only doing this and having his grace and mercy. That's why I love the two twins, grace and mercy, because God is only doing it for him, for his good. He is surviving us for his good. But I love grace and mercy. But he said, for my name's sake. Then here we go back on my course of action for the day. Yea, though I walk through the valley. How many of y'all have been through a valley? If you haven't been through a valley experience lately, look out, because you might not be following God close enough the way you think. God have mercy. Why? Because just like Moses, when Moses led the children of Israel up to the mountaintop, and they got there and all the promises were there, God began to speak to Moses and said, prepare to go back down the mountain. And God said, and he said, go back the same journey we came. God said, yeah, because you missed some things on the way up. Good God of mercy. If I get you to a place to where you got everything, you'll just give up on me. If I get you to a place to where everything that you feel that you need is there, then you'll just give up on me. God of mercy. God is trying to do something new in your life on today. But God said, can you hear me? Can you hear me? My question is, Father, can you hear me now? God, do you hear my praise? Do you hear me saying, God, here I am? But I hear the Spirit of God saying to remind them, greater is coming, but it's only coming if they position themselves. Greater is coming only if they know who I really am. Who am I? Who am I to you? You finish your course. It's time to move on to the next task. Greater is coming. There's more stuff for you to do. But we're sitting lazy. We're in a state of, some of us are in a state of depression. Some of us, and it's a shame as Christians in the kingdom of God that we sit in depression. We got to know who we are. When you know who our daddy is, there's no reason to sit in depression. Well, my mama said I ain't no good. My daddy said I ain't no good. This brother over here said I'm stupid. This person said I don't walk in God. This person said I can't dress. This person said I don't look this way. This person said I don't have this money. This person said I don't have that money. I shouldn't be this. I shouldn't be that. Well, whose report will you believe?
Whose report will you believe?
I've got to understand that I've got to follow the course of the Lord. He's allowed me to drop off on some things on where I'm at to get to where he's taking me now. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death. Have you ever been to a point to where you feel like you're at a place of death? You feel like you're at a place to where everything is about to give to? Do you feel like to where everything is just around you has just died out? If you feel that way, that means God's telling you, get up from where you are. It's time to move. God of mercy. when everything around you is dying, you're in the right place where God wants you because he's trying to move you somewhere. He's trying
all
to
right.
get you to a new place.
Jesus.
But we're holding on to the same course.
Come on.
There's a thing that we call in the world, there's a catch and a slogan that's used for certain things, and it said a course of action, which means
yeah.
a plan. So the question
right.
today is, what course of action do you have for God? What do you
right.
have you want to give him that you want him to do, where you want to move and how you want to move?
Yeah.
I love us. Yeah. It's a place of restoration. It's a
yeah.
place of healing. Says, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death,
yeah.
I will fear no evil. That's why I stand flat-footed to tell the enemy enough is enough. I'm not caring about what you have to say because I know God's plan is greater. I know that greater is coming to me. I know that I don't have to worry about where I'm at now, but I have to worry about where I'm going because where I'm going, it just blows my mind. That's why God don't show us everything. He don't reveal everything to us because it'll blow our mind. Some of us are getting the big head and start to become crazy. But have you finished your course?
Yes,
I don't know about you. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
He says, in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're with me.
Yes, Lord.
Gotta understand God is with you, saints. That's why Paul gave himself away to the enemy. Why else would this man put his hands and his feet in the shackles and in bondage to give himself to the enemy unless he knew God was with him?
God was with him.
He knew these people didn't like him. They wanted to kill him. But why would he give himself away? Because he knew that God was with him.
Mm.
When you know God is with you, you'll give yourself into the hands of the enemy. Our subtopic today was in the hands of the enemy. See, when you get in the hands of the enemy, it's a place for a miracle. It's a place for blessing. It's a place of restoration. It's a place of healing because now God gets to show forth his power. He gets to say that enough is enough. Tim is my man. Tim is my son. You're not going to put your hands on him. You're not going to touch his family. You're not going to touch his finances. You're not going to do any of these things. Why? Because I told him I lift up a standard above the enemy. So even though you're his enemy, I'm going to allow him to be exalted. Then what did he tell us in his word? I'll make your enemies your footstools. What did you do with a footstool? You use it to step up on things. God have mercy. So I understand that I'm stepping over some things. I'm stepping over some people today. Some of you got to learn to step over your enemy. That's why it don't matter to me what people say to me, what people say about me, what people do to me. I still move out because I know who I am in him.
All right.
For God I live, for God I die. I trust him. I'm not perfect. I don't do everything right. I have my moments, but yet there's God. The greatest thing inside of me is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Christos,
yes,
the Christ, the risen Savior. He's El Shaheen. We got to know that we know that we know that we know who God is in our lives. Come to tell you today, some of you have finished your course. You know, we oftentimes used to hear the older saints say it. Sometimes you hear it today. We say, I ran a race. I finished my course. Now my journey has come to an end. We hear it a lot at funerals. We ran a good race.
Yeah.
I'm sure we did. But, I don't know, it's Shimonah, yeah. But, now that I ran this race, and the enemy's in my face, what do I do?
Come on.
Do you do, saints? You praise him in the midst of where you are. Praise is the solution to your problem. When the enemy feels like he got you bound, give a praise. What is the highest praise? Hallelujah. He didn't say you got to dance. He didn't say you got to scream. He didn't say nothing. He just said, give me the highest praise. Hallelujah. He just said, when you're going through, call on the name of Jesus. Put the blood on it. God have mercy. Amanasiah. Some of you are in the hands of the enemy and gave yourself over. But you didn't give yourself over for the sake of God. You just gave yourself over because you said, I can't take it no more. I can't take this no more. But God said, stop giving up when the times get rough. Stop throwing in the towel when the time gets rough. Hold on to my unchanging hands. God is trying to get you to understand some things on today. That we're going to go through some things right there in the hands of our enemies. But he's going to exalt us above our enemies. He says, for you are with me. It's important to know, saints, that God is with you. Your rod and thy staff comfort me. Understand that there's a comfort in God. He said, you prepare a table. Here it is. Here it is, saints of God. You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Everything that you've been waiting on, that you've been wanting, God's going to put it out right in front of your enemies. They're going to say, how did she get that? How did he get that? I thought they were giving up. I thought they couldn't make it. I thought this wouldn't happen. I thought that wouldn't happen. But there was God. We got to understand today, saints, to finish your course and to walk into a new place of destiny. You've got to leave the old junk behind. You got to put it on the shelf. To come out of the hand of the enemy, you got to understand that God has prepared a table before you. So you're going to be able to sit down and sup at the finest. You know, where some of us don't know the difference between an eating fork and a salad fork. We don't know the difference between what type of china is and what glass is and what white linen and all this is. Am I saying that's a bad thing? No, but I'm saying the finest of the finest, that the riches of the richest eat with God and put a table before your enemies. They'll sit there and look at everything that he wants to give you in your life. Why? Because you finished the old course. So now he set you on a new course. And he said in this new course, nobody's going to roll back your value. Nobody's going to think that you're at Walmart shopping and they can roll back your value. Nobody's going to think that they're at their favorite department store and they see a clearance and they're able to go and find something at a cheaper value. They can't find you at a cheaper value because God has took you higher. They can't find you in the same place, so the enemy's jealous and mad because they can't find you in the same place. But I want you to know you're coming out of that place of do nothing. You're coming out that rut that you're in. You're coming out that place to where you've been standing to know that there's victory on the other side.
Ooh.
He says, in the presence of thy enemies, you anointed my head with oil. I want you to know that God is wanting to do a fresh anointing on you today. God is wanting to do a new thing in your life. God is wanting to set you up for your miracle. He's wanting to set you up for your blessing.
Hallelujah.
No one understands. Your blessing is here. Understand that surely goodness and my favor, like I said, my twins, grace and mercy, I tell you, he said, surely goodness and mercy, mercy shall follow me. Ah, my son, if that thing gonna follow me, that means it's with me. God said, if I'm with you and the Holy Ghost of God is with you, why would you be afraid? Why would you be scared? Why would you stand stagnant? Why would you not understand me and know that I'm trying to take you higher within this hour of your life?
Glory to God.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to do a new thing, and you said, God, I'm trying to bring you to that place of restoration, a place I try to understand, can I break bread with you? Because yesterday we learned in the 20th chapter to where he was able to break bread with us, and he was able to let us know no matter when distractions come, even though the man fell out the window, and even though everything from the rooftop and came down, that Paul just went down and just did what God said, do shield the man and call light back unto him and to move on and to do what I called you to do. And God said, after all of that, I'm trying to figure out today in the 21st verse if I can get you to finish the old course. If I can get you to understand that Paul understood that my course right here is to complete. Instead of me selling out, I can't sell out yet because there's still one more place that God is sending me. There's one more place that the Holy Ghost is leading me to go to preach the word. But the only way to get there, I got to surrender to the enemy. I got to give myself over to the enemy, not because I'm going alone, but because the Holy Ghost of God has spoke to me and told me to give myself over to the enemy. I want you to know today that we're on a new course. We're on a new course to where God has set some things in order for our lives. I want you to know today, saints of God, God is trying to do something. But he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I don't know no better other place that I want to dwell but in the house of God. I don't know about you, but there's no other thing that I want in life but to dwell with God. But I say to you today, have you finished your course? Have you finished the course? There's some of you been running for 10 years now and still going in the same spiral, the same area. And God said, I've been completed you in that area. I've been brought you up for a place of elevation in me, but you continue to stay at the same level. God won't beg you to come up. You have to come up with him. I said earlier, the most dangerous place to be is where God was and not where God is. Your emotions can't take you to what God is trying to take you to, saints. Can you deliver yourself over to the hands of the enemy, all of those that are doubting you, all of those that are saying you can't make it, that you're not going to be nobody, that God didn't call you, that your marriage won't stand, that your house won't be blessed, that you won't keep your nice car, that you won't keep your house, that your children are being wrecked, that sickness is going to plague your body. Some of you got to get these generational curses off of you. Some of you got to kill some of these things. Some of us are picking up the same pattern week after week after week, day after day after day. And God is saying, I'm sick and tired of you falling into the same trap. But it's time to stand. So I say to you today, finish your course. Finish your course, saints of God. Evangelists, that is it from the Lord today. But I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost. I feel a prophetic anointing on my life today. And speaking to the hearts and minds of people. But this is your show and your program. So I've done what I've been asked to do with the Word of God. So you know that I'm done with the Word of God.
Amen, amen. Well, whatever the Lord is leading you, and you feel an unction to move any further with those that's on the line. We have about 18 callers on the line, and certainly you are free to minister if that's what the Lord is leading you to do right now. Amen.
Amen. I just feel that God sends a word like this to yet encourage his people, that he's about to do something great in our lives, but we have to be positioned for the calls. God has really began to do a lot through the Acts of the Apostle, and some people, when you start to get through Acts, they get to get a little bit bored because they pick their favorite chapters and the favorite things to preach on. But when you really just get in and you can just hear God, then God will say something to you. But saints of God, I feel like that God is trying to reign supreme in our lives, that he's trying to let us know who we really are in him and let us know that we're more than conquerors and that we're overcomers. So I say to you today, anybody who desires prayer, anybody who just want to just touch and agree with me that we're headed on this new course, we're headed on this new place in God. If you want prayer today for anything in your life, I would say at this time that I'm ready to pray for you. I'm ready to have ears to the Spirit of God and see if the Lord has anything to say unto you. But I but definitely want to touch and agree within this anointing and within this hour.
Amen. Well, I'm going to open up the line. Amen. Sometimes we have a little difficulty with these lines sometimes, so I'm opening up here. Opening pretty slowly. But anyway, we want to give a moment for these lines to open and to see if any of our callers would like prayer. Amen. I also like to see our prophetess Barbara Teal on the line, and I just want to thank God for this wonderful woman of God that lives in the Connecticut area now. She and I have been friends for some years, and she was the one that was the forerunner for that opportunity this morning to be on WDJZ. So I thank God for her. So we're opening up the lines, and again, be patient with us. Sometimes the lines, they come open when they want to come open. So we're opening the lines now, and we're going to go, if you'd like prayer, any of you all that's on the line, I say we have about 17 callers on the line, so we're going to open up the lines, and Minister Apostle Timothy is certainly welcome to pray for each of you. I also see a prophet, Father Pearson, on the line. I'm going to have to remember your number of prophet callers. Amen. So we're before the line's open and his line is open, and we're just going to give him a space of time to say praise the Lord and whatever the Lord has on his heart. Amen. God bless you, Prophet Pearson. Prophet Carlos? Okay, his line is open. Amen. All right, let me go down the switchboard. As your lines are open, you're welcome. If you have any prayer requests, you like Apostle Johnson to pray for you, all of the lines are now open. Amen.
Yes, I would like prayer.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Sister Pam.
Sister Pam, amen, amen. Okay. Apostle Johnson, did you get a sister?
Yes.
And Sister Donna Shaw, I'm calling for prayer as well.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back. I'm going to pray for you as well. I'm going to pray for Sister Pam first. But Sister Pam, the Lord said to tell you that turnaround is here. And he said to tell you that the thing that has been bothering you and the thing that is trying to plague you right now in this season, that it is over. He said this word today was sent to encourage you to know that the battle is not yours, that it's the Lord's. And the Lord said to tell you that I'm freeing up the situation. And the Lord said to tell you that I'm sending financial breakthrough to your life. For this is the hour that I shall prove myself mighty to you. And he said, when I give this to you in this season, you can't give out to others. Because I see you, Sister Pam, and I see you giving out to so many people and giving out and giving out and giving out. And then whenever it's your hour of need, there's not an acceptance. There's not a time. But God said that there's greater that is coming to you, that your blessing is here. Anytime that I begin to tell you something that's not of God, you can tell me to stop right there. But I see in God that's about to do the miraculous in your life. Everything around you is getting ready to turn around for your good because God is setting you up in this season. I'm telling you, you got to walk forward and you got to not look back. It's just like he told the children of Israel whenever he opened up the Red Sea and Pharaoh and his army was behind him. Don't look back. I know you hear the footsteps, Sister Pam, the way they're right there by you, but God said to tell you, don't worry, don't look back. That everything that you've experienced, that you've had to go through, God said, don't worry. Don't worry. That change has come. God said to tell you not to worry in this season. That change has come, that you walked into your victory, that the season of victory and power is here right now.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. I'm excited about change and turnaround coming. I'm excited because God, what God is about to do is God is doing it right now.
Thank you. Good Jesus. Hallelujah.
I speak strength to your body right now. Even as you're sitting, I feel the glow and the anointing of God. I feel the Holy Ghost of God all over you to where strength is coming into your body right now. Because the assignment has been sent back to the pits of hell from which it came. Hallelujah. Oh, my Jesus. I see it. I see breakthrough all around you. The angels of God are there with you right now. And it is so. Oh, sweet and kind Father, Father, hear my words as a prophet of God, your manservant, God, that you're answering and that you're moving this day by your power and by your mighty wisdom. God, let us lean not to our own understanding, but we trust and depend on you, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Who was the other sister evangelist? What was her name?
Sister Donna of Los Angeles, California. That's Sister Trump.
Glory to God, man of God. God bless you, woman of God. I was just wanting to receive prayer. I wasn't kind of thinking of the caller's time. And I'm just asking to agree with me and my family being blessed, me being strengthened in order to guide them in the ways of God and just to do whatever. The Lord has to do just to see God in
the name. Amen. I hear the Spirit of God say,
hello?
That when you delight yourself in me, I give you the desires of my heart. And God said you've been delighting yourself in me, that in this season of your life that you have seeked me greater than ever. There's what we tell the saints of God. You heard me say today in the message a lot to tell the people of God that they need to not only just be able to not be what God was, but be what God is. And you determined, woman of God, that you're not going to be where God was, but you're going to be where God is. So you've been seeking his face greater than ever. And God said, because of that, I will honor the desires of your heart, that I'll begin to give you things that you thought that you never could experience or have. God said, for this is the time and the season that I shall exalt you and take you higher, said God. This is the time that I shall bless your life. I'm going to bless your household. I'm going to bless everything around your house. He's put a hedge of protection around it right now. He's sending angels to transcend. Even to your bedside, there's Michael and Gabriel sitting there at your bed while you rest at night tonight. God is going to give you an encounter. There's going to be visions that you see. God has been dealing with you in visions, and God has been showing you things, and you've been wondering and pondering to yourself, is this truly so? And God said, tell her this day that it is so. God said, tell her this day that I have risen and brought her up to this place, and I'm going to continue to do the things that need to be done in her life. For God has great things in store for you, daughter. And he says, I'm going to raise you higher, and I'm going to pour out the more unto you. He said, run with the spirit of freedom. Run with the spirit of peace in your life, knowing that it is so in this day.
Glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. And I thank God for the word. And he has been dealing with me in visions through my dreams, just showing me angels and his presence. And oh, glory to God. God bless you. Thank you so much. I thank the Lord for using you for that word.
It's awesome to know that when I say I never play with God. I don't prophesy and tell people stuff that's not of God. But I tell you that greatness is coming. I'm telling you, there's things that God is trying to get out of your belly. That's why things are bubbling up. That's why you feel that urgency there within your belly, because there's more that God wants to get out, and he's pushing you. The pressure is on. Out of my sight, I hear him say the pressure is on. That's why you feel this pressure right now, because the pressure is on, because God said there's great need of you, and God said to tell you this day, there's some course you have finished. There's some people you're going to have to cut loose. There's some people you're not going to have to be able to tell what God is doing within you, and you're going to have to rise above this thing.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, seal it in the heavens, Father. I thank you for speaking to this great woman of God, Lord. God, I ask you, God, to continue to bless her, continue to keep her, continue to let your anointing shine above in her life. And, Father, we thank you for all these awesome gifts. and things that you're doing. It is in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Is there any, everybody lines are open?
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah, TMS speaking in.
This is Prophetess Callie.
Prophetess Callie, God bless you, Prophetess Callie. Did you want to say it?
Yes, because I've, like he said, the message was so powerful, and it dealt with my spirit because this is exactly what I've been going through, and I had to disconnect from some people, and I also been dealing with telling the people that slothfulness is not of God. The way of the slothful man is a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. So I took on my new assignment as a co-pastor, so I just need to be covered because things have just been coming left and right.
The Lord says to tell you that because you dared to trust me, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
He said, yes, to tell. He said, yes, tell my daughter that there are gainsayers, but I'm going to shut the mouth for the gainsayer because I'm going to show them that I set this thing up for you, that it was by my divine order. That, see, there's some things that come to push you, woman of God, to get to your destiny. If they don't never come, then they can never shake up and loose you to get to where you're going. And God said, I'll loose you to this new place. I sent you to this position. God said, because I have greater for you. And he said, this is just a training ground for you because I've called you to a higher place. So he said, think it not strange if you only be able to attain this position for about a year or so because I'm assisting you and training you for the task that's ahead in your life. Because I have a mandate that's on you, said God. And God said, this mandate that I have on you, that nobody can stop it or block it. So God said, to celebrate with your haters. God said, you got to love your haters in the midst of this time. God said, I want you to love your haters greater than ever. Because God said, this is the hour that when you celebrate them, you're going to break them down. I see God doing it, woman of God. He's doing it for your life. He even sees financial blessings twinkling into your life. God is sending some unexpected money your way. I see some things that's been held up from you, woman of God, that God is about to loose because you dared to trust him. And God said, in this hour, because you trust me, I'm going to bless you. Because you've been trusting me, I'm going to bless you. And God says, I gave you a vision with this thing. God said, I told you and you're following me. So God said, continue to follow me with the vision that I've given you. And God said, continue to write the vision. And God said, begin to write the plans for what I have set out ahead of you. Because I've shown you that there's more that has to come out of you.
Yes, Lord God.
I need you, Lord. Greater. It's coming.
Hallelujah.
Greater is coming.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God is a good you on this season. We cover you under the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You are above and not the beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You might have been the last, but God is elevating you to the top. Because there are some people, I see in the spirit, the people that are jealous are the people that look beyond your anointing. They didn't want to see the anointing on your life. But now that they see the breakthrough and they see the release what God is doing in your life, now here comes the warfare. Because God said, no longer is it your warfare. He said, but the battle is mine. Anytime that I begin to prophesy, you tell me to shut your mouth, prophet. But I hear God in the spirit. I know what has been happening in your life. But God said, you're not going to lose no sleep over these people no more. You're not going to cry and murmur no more. Because God said, I've got it. He said, let this be the last day that you make know what they're saying because he said to tell you they can't stop you and they can't block you. God have mercy. He said, take that word to that they can't stop me and they can't block me. Just out of my mind. I've given myself.
Jesus.
Come on, I saw you. God have mercy. I'm giving myself over. In the presence of your enemy. In the presence of your enemy. God gonna show them. I laid her out. God of mine.
Hallelujah. Glory be your name, God.
It is so.
Amen. 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 Is there anybody else on the line that's desiring prayer? We still have about 16 callers on the line.
Hello.
Yes, go for it.
I need prayer for my daughter Angelina, who was taken to the hospital last night with a severe asthma attack that causes her to stop breathing.
Okay.
Most gracious and kind Father, Father, we thank you today. We thank you, God, because most of all, you are a healer. Your son Jesus was beat and wounded for our transgression. He was despised for our iniquities. Father, we know that you took the 38 lashes across the back and said, by your stripes we're healed, oh God. And Father, we just speak now, God, that you go and touch this baby's life. God, that you go and touch it from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. That you will anoint her afresh for your glory and your power. Father, if you did it for mine, you can do it for others. Father, we know that sickness is in the atmosphere, but we curse it and we send the assignments back to the pits of hell when we are. In Jesus' name, we just thank you the more, God, because you're great and awesome in life. God, we are pleased to have you always. God, you are pleased to have you always.
God,
we are Father, you are amazing and you're great and mighty and excellent. Father, we eat your Angelina's life now, and we speak, God, that she is made whole. We speak, God, that these breathing problems will die. We speak that bronchitis would die. We speak that asthma would die. That anything that is trying to hinder this baby's life is cursed and sent back to the pits of hell. Father, wrap your arms around her. Send your angels, God, to take charge over her, God. And Father, we know that it is so this day. We're happy in declaring, God, that the stripes are healed and, God, that things have been taking place and in order. Devil, you are a liar and you've lost another battle. And the saints of God are agreeing. Father, for you said if two and three gather together in my name, I'll be in the midst of you, God. If we touch and agree on things, God, that you bring them to pass. And God, this day we speak healing to this baby's body in the name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
If you have, I have everyone's lines open, but if you don't need prayer, please mute your lines if you're not asking for prayer. Everybody's line is open, and we're having a lot of noise in the background. So if you can kindly mute your phone, and if you need prayer, then you can unmute it. Amen. Is it anybody else on the line that needs prayer before we go to our callers and get some time to talk to you all? For
come on with it, John.
My name is Kim, and I was asking for prayer.
Father, now, I speak to Kim's life. I speak happiness to you, Kim. I speak a smile upon your face. Because I hear God say that he needs to, that he's looking to bring joy to your life. And I hear God say, I'm going to take you up out of this state the way you are. I hear God say, I'm going to turn everything around, and I'm going to turn that frown into a smile. I hear God say that, tell her that everything is going to be all right. See, Kim, you don't wait too long enough, and that was a part of the change. That was a part of the transition. But God is saying that I'm bringing you out from where you are. God has said, I'm going to make you happy within this season of your life. That I'm going to bless you. I'm going to establish you. Establish means to have everything around you come together. It seems like in your life, Kim, you can tell me about my lying prophet and say, be quiet. It seems like that every time one thing get together, here comes another thing. But God said to tell you, Kim, not to worry no more. He said, give this thing to me this day. And watch me, watch me, watch me before I, because I am God, and I will move on your behalf. I am God, and I want to move on your behalf, said God. I am God, and I will move on your behalf. God said, there's things that you've been wanting and needing. God says, I'm going to add them to you. I'm going to add them to you. I'm going to bless you. He said, the things you've been longing for, the things you've been asking me for, I'm going to do them. For this is the time, said God. And God said, because you take the time with me, I take the time to invest back to you. Because you gave up this time. I'm not even saying you've been spending months and days with the Lord and every day, but God said, because you took this day, to hear my word, that I promise you that I'm going to turn it around for your good. The change is here. I speak to you, Kim, and I tell you that your frown is going to turn into a smile. I'm telling you, Kim, I feel the anointing of God on you. I feel a smile going on right now. I feel you, a shaking in your spirit. I feel a shaking in your body right now. God said to tell you that greater is coming. But you gotta dare to trust me. God said, do you dare to trust me within this hour? For I am God, and I wish to do some great things in your life. For I am God, and I wish to do some great things in your life.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the hour.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the time. Kim, can I say this to you?
Yes, sir.
Kim,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The best is yet to come, daughter.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
I say that because I'm not saying it as like you're my daughter. I'm saying it because you're the daddy of the king. And he says to tell you that the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I trust and I believe. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, oh my God, if you only knew.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
I see the battle, Kim. I see the scars. I see the pain, Kim.
Yeah.
I see the things that you had to go through in your younger years. But guess what? Guess what, Kim? It's over. The Lord said, leave it where it is. You don't finish that course, Kim, so don't let it buckle you and don't let generational pressures click you. You hear what I'm saying, Kim?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You are blessed and favored by God.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't let nobody tell you no different. That's what God said to the Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, God, you continue to bless this woman of God. Shield a protection around her. Father, as your word is spoken over her life, keep her the more. And we thank you for it. It is in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Is there anybody else on the line that's desiring prayer? If not, we're going to go to the callers. We still have 14 callers on the line. So we're going to go to each and every one of you all for comments. I do see Prophet Carlos Pearson. Amen. I don't know if you're on mute, Prophet Pearson.
My name is ma'am.
Carlos.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. God bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you, sisters, on today.
Amen. We thank God for what God is doing. Amen. Amen. I'm sensing a lot of things that's transpiring with what God is doing, even in this shifting and in this time and in this season. God. Hallelujah. Sister Kim, still there?
Can you give me the last numbers of your phone number, Sister Kim? The last four numbers.
You're speaking to me.
Yes. How are you? Yes, ma'am. How are you?
This is Prophetess Barbara Teal. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to the last one he just talked to, Sister Kim. Sister, the last one he just talked to.
Okay, Sister Kim, let me see. Sister Kim, your line is
yes,
open.
Ma'am.
Did you tell us the last four of your number?
6777.
Okay, you're open. Your line
Amen.
Is open.
Amen. I just want to tell you that don't worry about what has happened. For what the enemy meant for your bad, God is going to turn it
yes.
around for your good. You understand
Thank
what I'm telling you,
sir?
The worst
yes,
is
sir.
Over. The best is yet
Thank
to come. All right.
Thank you.
Just know that the
Thank
worst
you.
Is over and the best is still yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Holy
God bless you.
Thank
we love
you
in Jesus'
Thank
name. To the one that I didn't kind of take over, but I just sent something in the spiritual realm. The one that thought I called you by your name, the prophet.
Prophet Teal is my friend, Prophet Barbara Teal. Amen. Her line is open. God bless you, woman of God. Her line is open, Prophet Pearson.
Prophet Teal, I want you to receive this. You have such a mantle as Elijah had.
Ouchie.
You have a mantle such as Elijah had. And what God is doing is every door that comes open for you, people can't take what God is dishing out through you. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, I do.
And what is happening is, see, people won't, Jesus, good God Almighty, the word then got out on you. About who you are and what God is doing with you and through you.
Yes.
But the Lord says that position yourself because there is a time of elevation that's coming for you.
Mm. Yes.
Vision shall begin to unveil for you because God has not only just called you to the apostolic throne, but God is increasing you as a person because God is going to elevate you as a prophet. You're not just a prophet, but going to sit in the seat of the apostle. God. Let me tell you something. A lot of times we know that the apostle and the prophet work hand in hand. And see, what you're trying to do, you say, Lord, I just want to stay in the seat of the prophet. But God is repositioning you to cause some things to happen for you to operate as the apostle. You have all five years that's in operation for you. So when you go into a place to operate, they don't know what you're going to operate in. God may tell you he allow you to teach, and then he will allow you to go into the evangelism. But when you leave the evangelism, he allows you to go into the prophet, and then you have to go in there as the apostle.
Yes, that's true.
So people really don't know what you're doing when you come. All you know is you're on assignment. I see the different roles that you have because according to the assignment, that's the role that you put on. Woo!
Jesus.
And it's like you were put black on because darkness is in the church.
Ooh, you are so right.
You were put red on because they need the blood. You were put the white on because parenting needs to show up.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, woman of God, don't, and I see in the spiritual realm where people want you to cover their ministry, but you said you're unable. Stop it. Because God is repositioning you, and he's sending you sons and daughters that's going to be faithful. But then at the same time, be aware of those that's coming to really see who you are, to test who you really are. But when the mantle really drop on them, and you start rebuking people and putting people in place, and not saying that you're trying to do this trying to be funny, but you're doing this because of the fact that you need to really know who you are. Because some people still think you're in the closet, but God is scarcely bringing you out. And when God brings you out, you're going to hit this nation like never before. All four corners of the earth shall begin to open up, and you shall have doors of doors that shall begin to open for you. I prophesy that you shall begin to have doors to open in your life like never before. And as you begin to have doors to open up in your life, it's gonna deviate and cause some things to happen. Just for you. Ooh. And then some of these places that you shall go, you shall begin to. God shall allow you to go in some places and establish ministries. But your ministry shall cause deliverance to other ministries that take place in these
Thank
things.
You,
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Every word that you said is true. God has already revealed those things that you have spoken into my life. I thank you for your obedience to tell me what thus saith the Lord, to confirm all that he has given unto me. God bless you. And thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen.
Jesus.
right now from bronchitis. She was rushed to the hospital this morning, and she is suffering with it real bad. And I was also requesting prayer on myself, too. I was having pain in my arm from a car accident from like a year and a half ago, and I'm like really suffering with it right now, and it's, you know, giving me a hard time.
Amen. Apostle Johnson, Apostle Pearson, need one.
Father, we thank you in Jesus' name, God, for this vessel. Father, we ask you, God, to allow your healing virtue, God, to show up and to show out. Father, we ask you, God, to be the God that you are. God, prove yourself to her mightily. Father, touch her body, heal her arm, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, anoint her afresh for your glory and your power. For in this season, God, you're going to do great things. Father, we ask you, God, to go and touch the loved one that's in the hospital now. Yes. Father, we just bind the spirit of sickness that's trying to attack babies and families and people in this season right now. And God, we're asking you, God, to seal it and to watch over it and protect, God. And God, to do a new and great thing, God, because you're mighty and you're excellent and you're awesome. Father, it is to you, God, we give the praise, we give the honor, and we give the glory. We celebrate you within this hour, Father, for doing these things, God. We're touching and agreeing, God, today also, God, that even right now, God, that she would begin to change and just feel the anointing and the unction of you, Father, for you are amazing and awesome and great and mighty. It is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. We're going to call her area code 985. No, that was the same caller. We're going to call her 910, and the last four of your numbers, 9434. Can you greet us? Thank you, Sister LaTonya. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Caller at 910, the last four of your numbers, 9434. Can you greet us? If not, we're going to move on. God bless you. Sister Mims, Minister Mims, God bless you.
God bless you. I desire prayer. I would like to have prayer, strength and standing through the test and the season in my life. I feel like I'm in the wilderness right at this moment, and just praying that some doors will open and some things will come together.
Amen. Apostle Johnson, did you hear a prayer request?
I didn't hear quite everything that she said. Could you repeat that?
I was requesting prayer for strength and standing through the test and the season in my life right now. I feel like I'm in the wilderness, and I'm just praying that some doors will open and some things will come together.
Amen. Well, sometimes, as we talked about today, you have to have a valley experience in order to get to the miracle. And so I heard the Spirit of God say, tell you that you're just that close to your miracle. And God said, if you just hold fast and hear me within this hour and trust me like you should and know to trust me, that I'm the same God that will prepare the miracle for you that I've done before. For this is where I'm trying to not allow diversions to distract you from where you need to be. It's only an illusion. See, an illusion appears to be something that is not. So God wants you to know that the illusion that has appeared in your life, that it shall not stand and that it shall not cause you to fall. So continue to stand and pray and hear my voice, said God, within this hour. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you, God, to cover her household, to cover her mind, her body, her spirit. God, make her over again. God, touch her like only you can. Father, for we thank you for the great anointing, the great power of your spirit and your might. We ask you to have thine own way, God. We ask you, God, to just bless and keep, God, because you are amazing and mighty, God, and excellent in all your ways. So, Father, we just celebrate you for Minister Mims' life. We ask you, God, to just do it now, God. We just bind the spirit of depression. We bind the spirit of lack. We bind the spirit of confusion, oh, God. Father, for you are amazing, God, and we love you today. And we praise you for it, and it is so in Jesus' name. Prophet, is there anything that you want to say to this woman of God?
Prophet Pearson? Might have his phone on mute. His line is open. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. God bless you.
Bless you.
Is there anything you have to say to this woman of God, Minister Mims?
Minister Mims, I'm gonna try to get that right. I don't see you being a minister, but God is elevating you to be the evangelist God is calling you to be. Don't allow the anointing that you have suffered to be placed in a box. I'm calling you what you should be called. You understand, woman of God?
Yes.
I'm calling you what you should be called because God is doing some things unique. You have wisdom. If only people would listen to you, you have wisdom. Amen. God is going to elevate you, and don't worry about the player haters. Don't worry about them that has come against you. Don't worry about them that scorned you. Because what God is going to do, he's going to cause some things to happen. God is going to cause doors to open for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's what's been your prayer. Because you're like, God, you're giving me all these wisdom. I see tablets of messages that the Lord has given you and the wisdom that he has given you and the teaching and things of this nature. And I decree and I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that God will allow doors to come open for women conferences and seminars, that you will be able to come out, that you will be able to spill out some of that you have, because you got an overhaul that you must give out, and God is going to bless you.
Thank you.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Do you have a sister?
No.
You don't have a sister, but do you have somebody that's close to you?
You said a sister? Yes, I have a sister.
You have a sister. I'm going to tell you something. Your sister is running from what God called her to be. She's running more than a highway trooper that's trying to chase down somebody's car.
She is.
But I summoned your sister. I got by the road shot. What's your sister's name?
Tamira.
In the name of Yahshua. I summon Samaya to the Holy Ghost that she will submit herself under the will and ordinance of God, that she will have an ear to hear like never before in Jesus' name. God's ready to cause some things to happen. Watch what God is going to do.
I thank you for that. You are so right, my sister. She was prophesied to maybe back at the age of 5 years old. And some things were trying to come
forward, and it seems like as God begins to bring things forward, she begins to run away. She's kind of getting scared as far as also watching different people in our family that, you know, that say that they're serving God, but they're not living a lifestyle. So I guess that has something to do with it as well, but you're right, and I thank God for that, and I thank God for what you have spoken to the atmosphere on my behalf, in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Well, we're walking down. I think we covered everybody. I see Mother Faith on the line. We're going to go and get some remarks from Mother Faith, and then we're going to go back to Apostle Johnson, and we're going to close on out. God, who has been a blessing. The word has been rich on today. Please, please hide this word in our hearts. Let's not just let this word fall onto deaf ears, because God already stated in his word that his word will not go out and return unto him void. Now, we cannot receive that word and not act upon it, but you can't accuse God of not sending it. Amen. Amen. Mother Faith, God bless you today.
God bless you, Evangelist. I enjoyed myself on your radio this morning at 9:30. We were blessed. Hallelujah. You were so caught up in the zone. Hallelujah. The man of God was saying, I hate to stop her. She gone. She was out there, saints. But hallelujah. I apologize. I just called in. I missed the word. I cooked every time a very famous entertainer comes in town and they want me. I'm filled with their family. I was cooking and it hit me. I said, oh, my God, I missed the broadcast. So I want the Apostle Timothy to pray for me. And also, if there's a word, I need prayer today. Hallelujah. I apologize. I know the word was rich. Hallelujah. And as soon as I said, oh, God, I missed the message, but I maybe this is the right time to call. But I didn't miss yours, Evangelist, this morning. I was there on the radio.
God bless you. I appreciate you being there, Mother.
Amen. I do need prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Lord. We bless you. Apostle Johnson,
Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I thank you in this hour. I thank you for Mother and her life and everything, God, that she's doing within this season. Father, I pray, God, that you continue to pour more wisdom down on the inside of her. Continue, God, to grow her ministry. Continue to grow her life. Father, we just speak more years to her life. And, Father, we just speak that the blessings of you, God, will continue to follow her. Father, for everywhere her foot shall tread, God, that you would bless. Father, that you would bless her household, God, that the peace that surpasses all understanding around her, oh God. Father, let her know what the word was spoken on today, God, that we finished the course with some people and that it's time to move on. And, Father, I speak this day, God, that she would move past some people and some things. God, that you would cause her, God, to move into new territory, into new ground, and that you, God, will make anything that tries to attack her, oh God, that we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we just speak the victory over her now, that it is so, that the blessings of God is there, God, is doing the unexpected. Oh God, we love you today, and we praise you, God, for being the great God, the Christos, the Christ, the risen Savior in our life. And Father, we just give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, Father, because millions belong to her. There's millions that belong to her. There's blessings that belong to her. That everything shall become what it is and what it needs to be. And Father, we thank you for it, God, that you're doing a new thing in her life. And Father, we just speak the blessings that greater is coming, that is coming to her, that greater is coming, that the blessings are coming, that the harvest is coming. And Father, we thank you that the shaking has come and that the miracle is here right now. And that it is in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God for each and every one of you all on today. Before I close, I'm going to ask for prayer for my niece and also my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter in New Orleans. I want you all to really lift them up in prayer, you know, even pray for the spirit of unforgiveness, that God would touch your heart and, you know, all the bitterness and the anger and the disappointment and the frustration, that tenderness that God would give them peace. God would allow them to be happy and live the life that God has destined for them. So I'm going to ask Dr. Pearson to pray. My niece's name is Glenisha. She's married. She lives here in Compton. And my granddaughter's name is Darielle. Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you that you're moving by your power and spirit. Father, you hear the prayer request of Evangelist Adrian on today. Father, we ask you, God, that she's been a blessing to others and their lives being touched and their lives being healed and set free, God, that you're yet doing it again for us. Father, we ask, God, that you would bless and keep her like only you can. Father, for you are awesome and great and mighty. How great and mighty is your name, oh God. And Father, we ask, God, that you would touch and heal her granddaughter now and cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that you would cover their lives, that you would cover everything around Evangelist Bernard, God, that you would just do the unexpected, God, the things that she hasn't seen or have not asked of you, God. Father, we ask, God, that you would be in whatever she does. Father, that you would bless her and keep her like only you can. Father, for you are great and mighty and awesome. And, Father, we thank you, Father, that you're doing these things. God, we thank you, God, that you are doing, God, a new and great thing in our life. And it is in Jesus' name that we do pray that every answer and every prayer has been answered. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray now for Prophet Pearson, God, that you would continue to uplift him. You would take him higher in your spirit. God, that you would do something brand new in and around his life. God, that you would continue to cause all the naysayers to fall, because yes, he is a prophet of Zion. He's been called by you, God. His hands have been put to work. Father, there's yet a ministry for him to pastor. And, Father, we just speak that he shall pastor, and it shall come to pass in this year, God, that you will give him a remnant of people, God, that yet want to hear from him. Oh, yes. God, that there's a special word in his belly, God, to come out to your people. Father, bless him financially and physically, God. Answer every need, God. Supply every need, God. God, according to your riches and glory. Father, bless like only you can. Father, for you're going to do a speeding thing in his life. Father, we ask you, God, to cover his family, God. Bless their lives, God. Father, I see a new house, God, is brewing on the way. God, bless him with his new house, God. Give him the peace, God, in this new house that's needed, Father. And, Father, we thank you and we celebrate you for all the awesome things that you're yet going to continue to do. And it is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen and amen. That he is a blessed prophet of God, that every hand that rises up against him shall fall unto condemnation. And we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank God for Prophet Pearson. Thank God for you, man of God. And that awesome word that came on and to all of our listeners, and also Prophetess Sally and Sister Donna. God bless you all on today. All the gates had to fall off. Thank God for Mother's Faith. We just thank God for all our listeners. We're going to be on a 2-week vacation. So don't slack off. Call in and support the women and men of God that's going to be ministering. We're still in the Acts of the Apostles. On Monday, we have a life coach, so we're taking a break. So call in and hear what this awesome woman of God is trying to speak into our spirits, where we, you know, we have to have some balance. We don't live in the spirit 95% of the time. We have to have some balance, and we have to have temperance in the things of God and in the things of this life. So God wants us to rest. He wants us to be able to understand when it's time to go forth spiritual, and we definitely have to take care of our natural bodies and our natural homes. The Bible says first natural, then spiritual. So we came here in the spirit, and then we got everything tore up from the floor in our natural lives. So tune in on Monday and on Tuesday, Evangelist Thomas Evangelist will be ministering, and also on Wednesday, Mother Faith will be ministering for us and Elder Jason. Then on the following week, we're going to wrap up this series on the Acts of the Apostles. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful and wonderful weekend. And remember to share the love of Jesus with somebody this weekend. God bless you. We're going to close out with a smile by Kurt Franklin. Don't walk around with a war's new spirit, but smile and let the Lord know that the Savior is
coming.
Don't smile.
Dallas.
You look so much better when you're
New Orleans.
You look so much better.
you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you, Molly.
Amen. God bless you all. Have a beautiful weekend. Love you with the love of God. Amen.